I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Many movies start with a burst of energy, then lose their momentum along the way. Top Spin starts ultra slowly, then picks up so much speed that I kept wishing it would slow down. The subject of this documentary is table tennis, or ping pong, for those of us who play it just for fun. The prologue was shot in gorgeously smooth, super slow motion. It's a surreal ballet in which a little ball floats between lighter-than-air martial artists with paddles in their hands. The rest of the movie was shot mostly at normal speed, meaning the games are so fast that they're almost impossible to follow or fathom. It's hard to imagine a film more formulaic than Top Spin, but the formula is irresistible, following three young American table tennis players while they slice, slash, chop, and smash their way through national competitions on their way, or so they hope, to the 2012 Olympics. Only two of the three make it, but that's remarkable in itself, since these are high school kids trying to live some semblance of a normal life while they're competing at giddy heights in a sport that's been dominated by Chinese players for the past 25 years. One of the three, a New Yorker named Michael Landers, started playing ping pong at the age of two. He does part of his training in China, where a coach says his game was technically rough when he arrived. It looked brilliantly accomplished to me. The other two, Ariel Xing and Lily Zhang, are Chinese-American girls from Northern California. They're best friends and longtime rivals, whose formidable prowess raises familiar questions about tiger moms, lion dads, and the point at which joyous striving can become slavery. Those questions are addressed in various ways and, in one case, answered clearly. Looking back on the moment of defeat, the player whose years of striving did not lead to the Olympics says, "I was really, really happy to be done with it, even though I was crushed." What interested me most about Top Spin was what all three players had in common with superb actors in dramatic roles. This is not a great week for fans of acting in dramatic films. It's a week when worthy actors stuck with unworthy material or direction give disappointing performances. In Top Spin, though, three ping pong wizards provide, quite incidentally, textbook examples of the intensity and concentration that acting teachers can only try to teach. Athleticism is an important part of acting, and these lithe young athletes are perfectly in the moment, or in the zone, if you prefer, not thinking about themselves, not thinking of what they've done or will do, just acting and reacting, inhabiting their reality with an intensity that few actors ever achieve. It's a paradox worth savoring that the most dramatic movie of the week doesn't have a script. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.